particularly the implementation of Te Tiriti or Waitangi with this ministry. So in terms of our whānau, in terms of all New Zealanders that are working with this ministry, really important that Te Tiriti is not just embedded, but it is enacted in practical and with integrity. How do you see that panning out, do you think, for the ministry?
Absolutely. Really, really critical point. So the government effectively made three announcements on Friday as a package, if you like. And the first one related to the establishment of a ministry for disabled people. And it's critical that this new ministry is led by disabled people and tangata whai kaha. And not just led around that leadership table, but that any governance arrangements include disabled people and tangata whai kaha, that there are employees within the new organisation, that the articles of Te Tiriti are really, as an approach, are really embedded in the new organisation. And that's something that I included in my thought piece that I published this morning around what it will take for this new ministry to work. So absolutely embedding Te Tiriti is critical, and that it's done in a meaningful, authentic way and led by tangata whai kaha and disabled people. So I'm really looking forward to continuing to advocate for that, because actually without that, the new ministry won't succeed. We know that the prevalence of disability is greater among Māori than the general population. And that, coupled with our obligations under Te Tiriti, it is really, really important that this is done well. And there are a number of other gaps in the new ministry, or not so much gaps, but I think opportunities, really, because what the government's laid out is a really fantastic opportunity to build from. But it requires that leadership, that Te Tiriti partnership, and also it will require the policy function within the new ministry to be really courageous and able to tackle some of the really big policy issues in Aotearoa that affect disabled people and tangata whai kaha. So big policies like reducing some of the inequities between the ACC, the health and the welfare system, tackling issues of poverty, issues of the lack of accessible housing and access to education and employment. So I'm hoping the new ministry will have the courage and conviction to advise government on those big issues.
Because COVID-19 has highlighted all those issues that you have raised. They've highlighted the inequities amongst whānau Māori katoa and huge inequities amongst our whānau whai kaha. And also, too, it shows in the lack of vaccination of our whānau whai kaha as well, too. I mean, so this is... We tend to, or government, I'm talking generally, but governments tend to place the disabilities and support services in a health context, when in actual fact it is about health, it is about all the issues that you raise, it is about economics, it is about poverty, it is about housing, education, accessibility. It's not a health issue. This isn't a health issue. And so those kind of aspects need to be also included in this with a treaty lens. You talk about opportunities that this new ministry can now develop with a lens of treaty, lens over the overarching issues that impact on our whānau. Do you think that we've got, or do you think that the government has the kaha to be able to address this from a totally new perspective?
My take on that is that I'm really optimistic that what we saw on Friday was a clear signal to take some of the disability support services and issues around that out of that medical model and into a new agency that will be really focused, I hope, on doing what it needs to do to enable disabled people and tangata whai kaha to lead really good lives. And, you know, I think that in this COVID context, it would have been easy to have not pressed ahead with the changes because of, you know, what the country is dealing with. So I do really applaud the fact that the government have moved forward with these changes. So I'm taking that as a signal that people are up for change, and certainly the disability community I know are up for this change. And it's a really important point you raise about the medical model. One of the things the disability community has long been advocating for is to remove disability support services out of the Ministry of Health and place it somewhere else, because those disability support services are not just a collection of medical supports. Actually, they're supports that people just need to live a good life. And so by taking those supports out of the Ministry of Health and placing them into a new agency, coupled with the second announcement that was made on Friday around expanding the enabling good lives principles and the system transformation around how individualized funding works. Look, I really hope that this does signal a positive change. And I'm, you know, think the disability community is really excited about that change. One of the things, though, that will be really, really important for tangata whaikaha and disabled people around the motu is to make sure that we don't take our eye off the broader health reforms, because we know that COVID, as you said, has really exacerbated the gaps in the health system for disabled people. And so while the announcements on Friday moved disability support services out of health, the core obligation to deliver a equitable health system for disabled people still sits with the Ministry of Health. And so we need to make sure that the health reforms serve the needs of our communities.
Absolutely, that there is a lot of excitement for enabling good lives, and the Ministry, absolutely. But it, with enabling good lives, they do mention te tiriti, but they don't mention how, or they don't talk about how it is to be implemented. They say they will, that it is a huge part. Every agency, whether they are NGO or government agencies, say that te tiriti is a huge part of the framework, but they don't give details on how it will be enacted to suit their community. So again, it goes back to our caution. We're very cautious about how it is going to be enacted, te tiriti, given that very few government departments are only starting to now work towards what that means for them and their context. We're still yet to see how it actually plays out with the disabilities, with whānau whaikaha, with our whānau whaikaha in the disability sector.
Really, really important points, and points that I absolutely will be advocating for, and I know others in the disability community will be as well. I think my hope is that because this is a brand new agency to be established, that I hope that that means we've got the opportunity very early on to make sure that that happens in a really authentic way, rather than sort of something which is being tacked on to another agency or somewhere else. So I hope that more detail, you know, will need to follow. And I really hope that the disability community, tangata whaikaha, really have some input into actually designing what this new agency will look like. And again, you know, I've got no doubt in my mind that without that happening, the new agency won't succeed. So hopefully the fact it is brand new, the fact that disabled people you know, will be involved in providing advice, and certainly the minister's really signalled on Friday, what I heard from the announcements was an ongoing commitment to involving disabled people and tangata whaikaha. So I think we need to make sure absolutely that that happens, and that it happens early on. And one of the other things I want to, you know, really mention is, one of the things I've often talked about is the fact that, you know, there are over a million disabled people in Aotearoa, and disability support services is actually only provided to just over 40,000 of our community, and not the whole over a million people need disability support services, but actually there are a lot of people who miss out currently on being able to access those services. So, for example, people with things like fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, which at a minimum there are 1,800 young people, you know, babies born every year with FASD, who miss out on accessing disability support services. We know that not all people with autism can access disability support services, and many more with autism need that support. And so I really hope the new agency in, you know, receiving disability support services from the Ministry of Health, that I really hope there's an investment and a commitment from government to expanding those disability support services so that those who really need access to them can get them.
It's got to go through the process, you know, it's got to go through the bureaucracy. So how long will do you expect it to take, all things going well and all things being equal? When do you expect the launch or the legislation to be passed to establish the ministry?
My understanding from what the minister said on Friday was that their hope is to have the new agency set up by the 1st of July next year. So that's not that far away, and I think it will be really incumbent on the disability community to make sure that we're working together and that we're providing solid advice into the process. I think the other really important part of the announcement on Friday, which we can't lose sight of, is the government also announced a new framework to look at how society can reduce all of the barriers that disabled people face every day, barriers to the built environment, barriers to information, and so much more that impacts on our daily lives. The framework essentially spells out some plans that government wants to put before Parliament. My understanding is that will go to select committee. And I really encourage tangata whaikaha and disabled people around Aotearoa to look at that framework and to consider whether it goes far enough. In my view, I'd like that legislation to go further. I'd like incentives to be put in place or considered. I'd like, you know, business at the table, disabled people at the table, and really nut out what the best legislative approach could look like in Aotearoa to really, in a meaningful way, reduce those barriers for disabled people. So really encourage people to have a good look at the legislation and provide a view.
So great that it is going to roll out really quickly in such a short time frame, but also to, again, be cautious, approaching this in a cautious manner, because it might be too rushed for some of our whānau to make a considered judgment in a holistic te ao Māori fashion. We saw that as an example, the end of life bill. No consultation, next to no consultation with Māori separately to be able to make meaningful submissions, if any, at any significant numbers at all. So, again, fantastic that it is going to turn around really quickly, but also to caution, you know, caution needs to be had as well too on the shortness of time frame. Yes.
Very wise words.